Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of The Gays Are Revolting is brought to you by Gale.
Gale is a gay ale made and brewed by members of the LGBT plus community.
Visit galebev.com.au and use the code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout for 10% off.
That's galebev.com.au and use code GAYSREVOLTING at checkout.
The Gays Are Revolting is supported by supersimplecards.com.
Super simple, super sleek and super cheap. Just like Luke.
Because why are you spending over $8 on a shit card from the petrol station?
Get a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with 10% off your entire order when you use code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout. Welcome to The Gays Are Revolting, a definitive weekly news source for contemporary gays.
We put the G in LGBTQIA+, and we're here to help you be the best G you can be.
Listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
And give us attention on Facebook at The Gays Are Revolting, including our brand new group where we'll be dropping links and chatting and interacting with you guys. And don't forget Twitter and Instagram at Gays Revolting.
And welcome back for another episode.
Hey.
Hello, boys. On the panel, of course, we have the gorgeous Mikey, our resident hairdresser and drag queen.
Hi, guys.
We have Kyle, our resident... He said I'm not allowed to call him Twink.
Fuck off.
Our resident thirst trap.
Okay, better.
And unfortunately, we are again joined by Luke.
Full stop.
Every week, I'm happy to see you, Luke, because it means it's a week closer to your death. And myself, Thomas Jaspers. Are we all well?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Do I had a good week?
We're doing well.
I had genuinely the worst experience of my life this week.
Why?
Oh, I discovered that I knew I was getting old. I'm not quite Luke old yet, but I knew that I was getting towards older. And I found out that I am officially old now. And I found it out in the most horrific way possible. I picked up a guy on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I assumed we were around about the same age, you know, both just a couple of cute young boys going home together.
Oh.
And we went back to my place and I fucked him. And as I was blowing, he yelled, "Seed me, daddy."
Stop.
And I as I was coming, I was laughing and getting really sad and also thinking about how I'd have to tell you guys about this.
And you like, also messaged
Luke about it. But
because we can relate being the two older ones.
Yeah, two old ones on the panel. So, you know, who knows if I'll still be around next week, but I'm thrilled to be here.
Daddy is a good thing to be. JB and I actually.
Just don't feel like he was that much younger than me.
How much younger was he?
I didn't know.
How much younger than someone do you have to be able to call them daddy?
I don't know. I guess it's a power play thing.
And yeah.
There's probably like some group of like, oh, daddy's rights. Like anyone can be a daddy or whatever that I'm probably offending right now. But fuck you. I don't want to be one yet.
JB, my best friend, and I actually have a tradition, which is where we text each other a snowflake emoji every time we've orgasmed.
Oh my God. You guys are too
weird
close.
Friendship.
I'm sorry. It's no.
It's from the. I'll keep it real quick. It's from a game we invented called Snow Day.
Okay.
Which is where when you blow, it's very gay male orientated. So I don't think JB's ever tried it. But it's when you're bottoming and you blow and you catch it in your hand.
Oh.
And if the room has a rotary fan, you throw it up.
What the fuck?
Into the ceiling and let it spray down. And then you say, "School's off because it's a snow day."
Why are you like this?
Oh, my God.
And so we send
Why
a
does
snowflake.
Anyone listen to this podcast? This is... I think I've talked about the paper blow
ratio. Yeah.
I told you about the pay-per-blow thing, and a friend of mine who does the same thing. It's if you pay entry to a venue for sex on site premises, so like, for example, Word on Wellington, since we've talked about that many times before, $25 entry, and then the amount of times you blow, you divide entry by the amount of times you blow, and the goal is to get it down to as lower price as possible. So if $25 entry, if you blow five times, that's a $5 pay per blow.
What a bargain.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Exactly.
Great deal.
So I'll just get messages from him every now and then. It'll be like $2.50, you know. Oh, good job, darling. Yeah. Basically save money.
The Asian in me is very interested, very appealed by this notion.
Everybody feeling since the podcast has aired?
Oh, yeah. It's just aired for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, feeling good.
People are actually listening to this. Yeah. And it's really
I'm really
weird.
Loving how you guys have all had messages on social media talking about how beautiful you are and people asking you on dates.
Tosses her back.
And I'm just chilling here with my wine.
Just chilling with your wine.
I'm such an idiot. Like, whenever someone I know like tells me they're listening to it, I go back and listen to the podcast because I have to hear it through their ears.
Yeah.
It's like when someone you know adds you on like Facebook or something, I'm like, fuck looking at your Facebook. I look at my own Facebook because I want to see what you're seeing.
Oh, Kyle.
I know. That probably says a lot about me. Yeah. But yeah, so I've listened to the podcast like a lot.
That's where all our listens are coming from.
I just, I knew that people were going to be listening to this, but I didn't realize like everyone I knew was going to be listening to this. And like, I've had so many really lovely messages from like really old friends that I'm just like not even in contact with anymore, being like, this is amazing, like this is so cool. And I'm just like, oh my god, you're listening to this? Okay.
Oh my god. So
no, it's been really cool. The response has been amazing.
Luke's been getting a lot of hate, haven't you?
But what else is new?
It took me a long time to set up all those fake accounts, but I think it's really worth it, you know.
I've like conditioned myself to wake up to at least 10 hate messages per day.
Yeah.
And since the podcast launched, it's probably increased to 15 because Tom's not very quick on the old computer.
No. I have to go down to the library and ask the lady to help.
Yes. I'm just imagining you set up in like one of those computer pods at the library and you've got like five of the computers set up like
half old lady spectacles. Like, you know, the ones that just go halfway down your eye.
It's actually been really lovely, jokes aside. And especially Mike and I, like, we've been getting messages specifically from people of our community saying, oh, I didn't realize we didn't talk about this until other people were talking about it. And that's been kind of cool. Thanks, everyone that's been listening and sending our feedback.
Thanks, everybody.
And I've been, you know, I've been representing my community.
Yeah, your community very well.
Slightly overweight white bears in their early 20s. All the daddies.
Poster boy.
Did I just say early 20s? Yeah, I'm so used to lying about my age. Early 30s.
Wow, that's a big lie.
Early 30s. Oh, God.
Well, I've seen on my newsfeed pop up a few times this whole Scarlett Johansson thing.
Oh, yeah.
Some might know her as ScarJo.
It's been huge.
Yeah, it's been this whole thing. So she accepted a transgender role in an upcoming movie, and she's received like heaps of backlash about it.
Mm.
And she's just recently pulled out of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I can see both sides of the story, I feel, because I've...
What's the other side? Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no. Okay. So obviously, like, there's been a lot of uproar because these roles should be going to transgender people because they don't get these same opportunities and everything. And like, I guess I can kind of see for like using her name, like to get a big movie or whatever. But like, but yeah, like she's been made fun of so much because this keeps happening like in Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
She got cast, it's like whitewashed.
Like that's an Asian character.
Yeah, supposed to be an Asian role. That was pretty stupid. And there's been all these like internet memes like about with
the Thai boys
getting out of the cave and they're like Scarlett Johansson to play 12 Thai boys getting out of the cave.
Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Back to last week's episode, did you see the meme about the 12 Thai boys have left the cave and are finally watching Nanette?
I saw this and I was just like, damn right you pull out, because like there are a lot of amazing trans actors out there that can play this role. Like there isn't the representation out there whatsoever. So I was watching this interview today of two of my new favorite trans actresses. They star in a show called Pose.
Wait, I've heard people talking about this at work.
So MJ Rodriguez and India Moore, they reference this in an interview that they did about people who are cis playing trans characters, And they were just like, if it's not okay for a white person to play an Asian character, why is it okay for a cis person to play a trans character? And I was just like, damn, freaking straight. Like, we need representation. And not only that, like, trans people can actually put forward their own experiences into the role and make
it. So they can add more to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they have that background. Like, put themselves into it.
I obviously definitely agree that she shouldn't have been cast in that thing. The conversation that people have been having around it, though, I think has been very interesting. Attacking Scarlett Johansson for taking the role on incredibly aggressively. I do hope that all of those wonderful, you know how I feel about online bloggers, but all those wonderful online bloggers are going to go and support and see lots of local productions with trans performers in it, because Hollywood is always going to cast a major name in a major movie.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
there's not going to be major name trans actors until we are out supporting those things. So that's the first thing, I think. And I don't think a lot of these people are going out and supporting that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
The other thing is that when these Hollywood movies are made, they don't go, okay, we're writing this film and we're going to put Scarlett Johansson in the role. They go, we want a famous actress who's of a certain age, who is of whatever colour, who is blah, blah, blah. And they'll probably have 3 to 5 names that they're pitching costs to and that sort of thing. Now, I'm not saying that the other people on that list would have been trans or anything, but it's not that Scarlett Johansson was the person that came up with the idea of her playing the role.
Yeah.
A whole Hollywood production.
No. Like, do you think it's so much uproar because it's actually specifically Scarlett Johansson? Like, because it's happened before with her?
I think that's I think that
must be a big
part of
it.
But I think if we're actually
going
to fix this problem, we need to acknowledge why it's happening.
But, yeah.
Yeah. And it is similar. The interesting thing with trans roles, though, when you're looking at, for example, Transparent, where you're looking at somebody who is transitioning as the storyline, I don't know what the answer to this is, but do you think that that should be played by someone who has already transitioned, or is it okay for that to be then played by a cis person?
I think that's like a very grey sort of area. Like, I would like to see a trans person play that role.
Personally, for me, I would, if I was a director, would feel very awkward saying to a trans person, can you shave your head and strap your tits down and
very
go and play the body that you didn't want to play?
I don't agree. I'm definitely going to preface this and say I'm not going to speak on behalf of the trans community. I've definitely dated and had some very bad relationships with actors in the past. They're very interested in telling their story. And I think people in the trans community are very impassionate about getting their story out there, which includes the more difficult parts. And we talk about it all the time, is about whitewashing and making things palatable and not shying away from those difficult parts.
So
I feel like if you ask a trans actor to play a character during the more difficult parts of a transition, they would probably leap at that opportunity to show the rest of the world how difficult that can be, rather than give that role to someone that has absolutely no idea of it. I think the backlash was huge because I feel like people expected Scarlett to know more or to,
Do you think
to know better?
She just obviously hadn't educated herself enough on the role, like with the trans community. And now that people have come forward about it, she did put out a statement apologizing.
Yeah, so that was really good of her.
Yeah, realizing that, hang on a second.
It took a while though. I ain't gonna lie. It took a while for something that seems pretty black and white. And things move so quickly. When I saw the story break in the morning, I thought there was gonna be a retraction and a statement by the afternoon. But it was like 3-4 days ago.
Oh, okay,
girl,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
That
I think it's wise that she pulled out, but, you know, pulling out's not always the best method.
That's what Duncan said.
Oh, my God. But another aspect of the story was the actual headline. Was it Daily Telegraph? The language that they use with the story, they use the word tranny.
Yeah.
And like that.
It was Scarlett Johansson.
Like, they should know by now not to use.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Yeah, that was like really, like, that's as bad as like the F word for like gays, like, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but most of my social circle are heterosexual people, just because other gay people have already got the memo to stay the fuck away from me.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone else has got that, but
I'm the one that's sending them out.
But a big thing that they talk to me about is, because I feel like gay men, we're pioneers of a lot of things. Color combinations, contouring, etc. But one thing was like online hookups and online hookup culture. And so I find a lot of my heterosexual friends are actually asking me about dick pics that they're getting. They're complaining about them. They don't know what they are, or they're upset. And it made me realize when I saw something pop up in my feed is that a lot of straight men do not know how to take a very good dick pic.
Yeah.
We get them all the time. And I feel like
it's just a greeting. It's like, hi, Tom. There you go.
And I got a whole method to my madness. For me.
Oh, you have like steps to take.
Yeah. And I try to pass it on to my heterosexual brothers.
Pay it forward.
One thing
give us your list.
Yeah.
Okay. Do it.
Luke's list of dick pic tips.
So
a new that's 10 times faster. Wow. Yeah.
They should teach that in primary school. They should. Yeah.
Can we make that a hashtag?
The tip of the tongue, the roof of the mouth, the lips, and the teeth.
So with my dick pics, one, I always try to put one object in the picture that
for reference.
Point of
reference.
Oh,
and to get those new Coles mini groceries that they're giving out now.
That's exactly right, bitch.
Thanks, Mikey.
Because I figured out if you go down to the art store, you can buy an entire fucking civilization miniature. You know, they make them for train sets. You can make an entire village.
Luke's got his dick out next to a miniature horse.
I've got a miniature town.
He's like, it's Godzilla. He just like smacks it down.
I have a man with a briefcase going to work and then just a cock hovering around the top of it. But I always have something in frame, be it a cigarette or, you know, one of Kyle's Red Bulls.
Red Bull is not my energy drink of choice.
V.
You have, where's that? This flavor.
The Gays Are Revolting is brought to you by V.
Please sponsor.
The only V going near any of us.
That's for sure.
So something for a point of reference, because we all learnt about perspective in high school. And
you hold your pencil up to the penis.
I ain't tricked by your under, you know, when it's right down the bottom and sideways.
You're lying to me. Angles.
Number two. Clean your room.
Yes.
If you're going to take a pic.
And clean your dick.
Yeah.
You got to sell me the fantasy. I want to feel like you're living in a condo.
Yeah.
I don't want to see your laundry on the floor.
No.
I don't want to see your pets.
Family photos.
What?
Definitely don't want family
pets
photos.
Pets are very awkward. Like when people have cats and dogs in the background and they're just like going at it. You're like, what?
Yeah. So that's my tip number two is just clean up. Clean up yourself. Clean up your room.
Clean up your life.
Yes, Mikey.
Clean up your life. Tip number three. Oh, I've got so many.
Please keep going.
Yeah. Do you believe in filters?
Tip number three, apply one filter, but not one that's too excessive.
Like not for lens.
Yeah. More not, just for like the smooth effect.
Just for a smooth effect. Because we all know what penises look like in real life. And they can be confronting.
Yeah.
Face tune your dick.
Yeah.
Just a tad.
Just a tad. Because that's like polite.
Like it wants to look realistic, but you don't want it to look like a Pixar character. Not that any Pixar characters look like a penis.
I have got pictures from guys that have been face tuned so hard.
Oh, literally animated.
I can see the background warping behind them.
It's like, so ridiculous. And how delusional are these people that they think this looks like a real person?
Like they're like, sliding
they're like,
into
God,
another
I look great.
Dimension or something.
So can we see the end result? Do you want to show everyone?
Yeah.
We're posting up on our Instagram tonight,
I think
everyone.
Tom already
so
saw
drop
my
a
dick
like.
Pics.
No,
the
that
other
was your
day.
Butt pic.
Oh, was it really?
It was your butt pic.
Oh my god.
Pics. You guys share too much.
You like I agree, Mikey. Like why do you think gay guys were better than straight people? They just
for the same reason that we're better at.
I think because we like looking at penises, so we know how to do it better because we know what we want to look at.
We find penises attractive. Like we like penises, and we know what other, it's. And it's the same as like straight girls, especially when you're younger. Straight girls like, oh, how do I suck a dick? It's like, because you know,
like, buckle
what feels,
up.
What feels good and what doesn't feel. And it's like, should I use teeth? No,
no, never.
Why would anyone ask that ever?
Yeah, well,
I think that's
if you don't have a penis, you don't know, do you? And so if you don't like penises, and you're not going to know how to make yours look good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I also have a list of tips, and this is for this isn't for taking dick pic tips. This is for identifying a catfish.
A sexual predator.
Oh. So you know when I am like a truffle pig with catfish. I will find your family.
So okay, here's my list of tips. So if you're chatting to a guy and it seems a bit too good to be true, for you, Luke, that would be anyone chatting to you. here are some things to look out for. Number one. They've probably stolen the picture off Tumblr.
Yeah.
So what you need to do, the first thing you want to look for in the background is any PowerPoints. Are they Australian PowerPoints? Australia and New Zealand are the only two countries that have our... Oh, and I think Thailand or something.
Look at you, but Nancy like, Drew.
Yeah,
no. Like holding a magnifying glass up to the...
it's got the big square ones, then it's British. Yeah. The American ones have the extra, the little round thing. So that's the first thing you want to look for. If there's no PowerPoints in the background of the photo, you want to look for products. So if it's in the bathroom, you're looking for any sort of Australian product, because a lot of brands have different names overseas. Mm-hmm. So any unidentifiable names, Google the name of that brand and then look that
up. If it's Axe and not Lynx.
Yes, exactly.
And you should be looking anyway, because I always want to know what products they use.
True. Yeah. Yes.
To know if they're good or not.
Yeah. Like, is it supermarket brand or you use it to like stuff?
Yeah, like, your home brand.
Number three, any caps or basketball singlets or anything with any sport teams on them, Google the sports team, then bring up that sport and see if they mention that sport.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, I was just watching the basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about basketball, but surely
red alert just be right like, there.
Be like, oh yeah, what's your favourite basketball team? And if they don't notice that they've got that sports team in the background.
But if they said something, you wouldn't know if that was like, real or not anyway.
Google it. And then failing all of that, if it's a pixelated photo, I would say.
Like, come on, ask
for more. It's 2018. Yeah, there's no reason your photo should be
when they're just like, sorry, I can't take a photo. Just like, bitch, how are you on here?
I genuinely said to people, I want a photo of you holding up your index finger and your pinky finger so that I know that
I've done that. Because they can just send you pictures of whatever, but give them specific time.
I want today's like newspaper.
Today's newspaper.
It's like a hostage situation.
Yeah.
But another thing that I would do is I discovered that you can upload images into Google and it'll find every website.
Oh, yes.
You can reverse Google them. Google image search. I'm coming for you.
What?
Google image search.
How do you do this?
Yeah, basically. There's like, if you go to images on Google, there's like a little like camera logo thing.
Okay.
And you can, like, you save the photo or whatever, you drag it in and it'll find all the websites and everything, all the tumblers and shit.
It's like searching for a word, but it's all the pixels and stuff.
That's so cool.
So there's your tips for avoiding Luke on Grindr.
And see, this is why people come to us.
Yes, exactly.
Because
we've
been doing this for...
We're doing God's work here. We're helping.
We've been doing online sex for so long. And does anyone else find it really, like, quite cute that the rest of the world has sort of started doing
catching
it? Catching up, and it's like...
Yeah,
a girl in my work asking me yesterday, she's like, do people ever send you dick pics? Like, and things like that. Like, I was like, do you know what Grindr is? People will just send you a close-up shot of their starfish as a hello.
We don't always get it right, by the way. We've been doing it for a long time, but we don't always get it right. Someone was trying to be sexy with me, and they sent me a message that said, I'm going to paint your insides so much of my DNA that when they find you, they're going to think you're me.
That is elaborate.
Oh, my goodness.
So also, it kind of works.
That's poetry. Better than paint the walls with your insides.
Because that's sort of my demographic. Yeah. It's like, I want a little bit of murder mixed in.
Totally.
Isn't it interesting how none of the straight-ups that are successful are location-based? Because women don't want men knowing that they're in the next...
They're
like,
nearby.
Straight guys are creepy. But for gays, it's like, the most important thing is not how you
close
look.
To me.
The most attractive feature on a man
is
how close
what you're into.
You.
It's nothing to... It's how quickly you can get here. I want the list of available guys to start in order of how far away they are, so I know how quickly they can get to my house.
If you're two streets away from me, we good.
You're hella attractive now.
I won't date anyone if the postcode ends in a different digit. That's too far.
Have you ever done that? Where you basically lower your standards about five notches because they're like...
Easier.
Absolutely. Are you
Every
kidding?
Every gay man on this earth has done that.
The last time that happened, like literally a new guy popped up in my like block where I lived in Brunswick and I was just like, hey, how you doing? When I moved back down to Frankston, it was just like, oh, no. No one down here. And then I moved back up here and I was just like, oh my God, there's so many people close to me
now.
And
the exciting thing is you're now the fresh meat.
That's it.
Because everyone wants to jump on the guy that's moved into the neighborhood first before, because you know, you chat to people about other people that live in your area and stuff. Everyone wants to get in with you before you get in with other people.
Like literally the first day that I moved there, I logged on and it was like bing, 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 bing. And I was just like, well, ain't we got some people to go through now.
We used to play it as a game where when I'd get bored, it was around the time Pokemon Go was really big. And I was like, let's catch a train. You can play Pokemon Go. I just want to be fresh meat in a different suburb.
I thought you were about to say, let's catch a gay.
Let's catch a gay.
Yeah.
And paint his insides. Yeah. And I know guys that have gone up to Mardi Gras and don't book any accommodation because they just know that they're not going to need
Shit.
Yeah, go up for 4 days, not need any accommodation, just take carry-on luggage.
That which is a lot of confidence.
Just got a douche and some amyl in it.
Just a Fanta bottle.
Yeah. And they've done it a few years in a row. Yeah. Have you ever seen a dick pic where people, and look, no judgment, it's fine if you're into it, but are you aware of sounding? Is everyone aware of sounding?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. Is that thing when they put the thing in the...
Put things down.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It is so good.
For our listeners at home, sounding is when you enjoy sticking things down your pee hole and you're a man. So I've seen photos of toothbrushes.
Oh, fuck off.
I was told, I don't know if this is true, but I was told it's called sounding because you know those forks that you hit to tune an instrument, those sounding forks? Tuning forks, thank you. that's what you often stick down your pee hole.
Oh.
I don't know. Is that true?
It's sounding because you can ding them
and make the sound
against each other and it vibrates.
Oh,
and makes
wait, you ding them against each other inside you.
So you
what? No.
Yeah, inside the urethra.
What's it dinging against?
No. It's just the apparatus you use is what you would like use for the tuning
that
sound.
That makes
but
me
you just,
feel physically.
You don't actually put it in you and then make the tuning sound.
Oh, because I was like, wow.
But you can.
It's a very special instrument in that band.
You'd have the fork sticking out of the end of your pee hole, then you bang it on like the bench or whatever, and it vibrates down.
What's wrong with people? How could that feel good?
I'm good on them, I think, but I just don't know. Like, that's a lot of training to.
Ouch.
I think it's so amazing. I love these people.
Have you ever given it a shot?
I've like practiced, but I haven't been able to bring myself.
I think the best I've
it.
Ever gotten was a matchstick.
What if you got a splinter? What the fuck?
Hey, listen, I was young. We didn't have
young
the internet.
Stupid.
Well, I've actually done it before.
Oh, yeah! Applause. And I'm
with a proper sounding fork.
No, it wasn't with a proper sounding fork.
A toothbrush?
No. What so was it was
a baguette.
No. It was a metal chopstick.
Oh yeah.
And because it's like small enough to be able to get down there,
okay.
I was like, you know what? I'm interested. I want to know what this is about.
Bitch.
I want to know what this feels like. And so, like at first, it was just like, oh, this is the weirdest feeling I've ever felt. And like 5 minutes later, I was like, actually, this feels nice. This is weird.
Like
5 minutes after that, I was like, no, this doesn't feel nice anymore. I'm done with this.
Were you alone when you were doing this?
Yeah, no, I was alone. Nothing like I was on a Tumblr feed, and I was just like, oh, I see this.
I was
why not? Let's give it a go.
My face right now is like when you guys took me to Honcho.
Yeah,
it is. It is definitely.
Mikey, that's why I tried it with him actually, because I was like, well, that's the smallest thing I can think of, and I just need to give it a crack because I've seen it.
Yeah,
and this is why I refuse to watch any scat porn or anything because if I see something. I'm going to give it a crack, you know?
Yeah.
And I really don't want to start getting
it. I'm all for trying something once.
Yeah.
Like, all about it.
I love you so much, Mikey.
I love you too.
Maybe you can meet up after with some, like, metal object.
I love it. Have you guys listened to Matt Moss?
No.
Have you heard of Matt Moss?
What's that?
They're a gay couple and they make electronic music.
With their dicks? No, shut up.
Well, they sample things. They've made a track completely out of the sound of throwing semen at a sheet of paper before.
It's
Jesus, if that's music, I'm fucking Beethoven.
Yeah.
It's incredible stuff, but they're gay men, so they turn it into house music. It's disco.
Yes.
And they've made a disco track out of
imagine
someone
finding out what you're dancing to is that.
That's what I love doing. I love putting it on.
Yeah.
People are dancing, and I go, that's the sound of someone getting a nose job.
Mm.
That's someone's nose being...
Wait.
Like,
sorry, wait, what? Question.
Yeah.
What is a nose job?
No.
Rhino.
Okay.
Oh,
what? No, an actual nose job. Like,
Kyle.
It's not like a blow job. It's like getting your nose, like rhinoplasty.
Oh, I'm like, wait. Sorry, my mind was in a different place. And I was like, shut up. You guys are like... I would have heard of this by now, surely.
His head is just exploding.
Guys,
there's only so much this little brain can take, guys.
Like, please tell me what you thought it was.
I don't know. I'm like, whose nostrils are that big?
I think we know what he thought it was.
Wow.
And I think I've just realized we can tell Kyle anything.
Okay.
So.
Like, if people already think I'm like... more innocent than I am, I think.
No, I don't think that.
No, I think they're quite accurate.
Okay, well, what's maybe compared to you, Northside perverts. But like...
Yeah,
I went there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, this is probably pushing the limits of our friendship, considering we've only known each other for several weeks, but I have an idea. We're going to show each other our dick pics, and we're going to...
Sorry, what?
We're going to review them for our listeners.
Reviews.
All right. So I have one that... Mikey, you'll appreciate this.
That's a great dick pic.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Luke, it's that's quite lovely.
That's an attractive
it shows
dick pic.
I have a tattoo.
Ah, yeah. Good angle.
Now, there's nothing
like
in this picture.
It matters if you swipe. You've seen that.
No objects for reference in this picture.
Well, the Nintendo Wii U.
Oh, in the background.
You're comparing your dick to a Nintendo Wii U.
So,
fuck.
There you go.
No, that's an attractive dick pic. I like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, if someone said that to me,
I've got
I'd
my
be
comfortable
very...
pants on, so I'm being relatable.
Yeah totally.
It's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I know.
You're such a prude.
I'm
okay.
Not. I'm just.
No, it's fine. Everyone's fine. Here you go. Are you ready? Like... Here's mine. Don't laugh.
No. No.
The worst response you could get.
No, just because I know the.
Yeah.
It's still got the underwear on, but it's like a peekaboo.
It's popping out.
Nothing for proportion. I got no perspective in this.
But do keep in mind, I have very thick thighs, so that's not. Bad.
Yeah, thick thighs make the dick rise.
Absolutely.
I've never heard that.
You've never
what
heard?
Do you mean?
Wait, isn't that like...
It's Willem's song.
Oh, is that it?
Latrice Royale.
Ah.
So mine is like a full body.
Yes.
Okay. I want to see that. Oh, that's a great... Okay.
Yeah.
This is wins out of the competition for me.
Yeah,
it's subtle, but it's there.
But like, you know what's brave about this, Mikey, is your face is in it.
Yeah.
I'm too scared to send them pictures.
You know what's brave
with
about
me?
It is that you're in the shower with your phone.
That's true as well, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to drop it anymore.
So for our listeners, this is a shot taken, you know, if you stretch your arm out and put it sort of up on a
like where the shower head is.
Yeah. And then the shot is coming down. Mike is pulling a very cute, like, winky face with the tongue out. Looks like an emoji. With a gorgeous penis there.
Thank you.
Would we say it 3/4 mast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the tiles for reference.
Tiles for reference. You've got the knobs for reference. Are you going to show Kyle? To be fair, Kyle is in a relationship, so if he doesn't want to, then that's not because he has a tiny little penis. It's just because he's in a relationship, so that's fine.
He got that big dick energy.
He's got big dick energy. Tune into episode 4. Like 3.
But this is the thing about dick pics too that I realized is that if the thing about you that you were most proud of, or like the thing that you take pride in, is actually just your penis, then that is actually not very impressive to me whatsoever.
And I think we talked about this last week, like guys with massive dicks often are not the best at sex.
Because
they're like, check out me massive dick, and that's all you get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop relying on that dick.
Yeah.
There's so much, the dick pic actually tells you so much more about the person.
Mm. Yeah.
Which is the actual thing you want to fuck is the person. Mm.
Right.
And the dick is kind of just like, all right,
Do you think sending dick pics is now just sort of gay men's foreplay? Like, I'm coming anyway. Like, I don't think anyone's ever sent me a dick pic and I've gone, actually, I've changed my mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more like, okay, cool. We're getting ready. We're getting warmed up.
Totally.
Come on over and I'm ready to go.
I think it's kind of like a green light. It's like an orange light. You know, you talk for a little bit and
the
then you want... Yeah, you want to know whether it's going one way or the other.
Yeah.
What, do you just like drop it out of nowhere? You're like, there it is.
I usually have some cute line like about being like, I don't usually do this.
It's easy to forget how much you save by buying things in bulk.
And unless you're just like my Bogan family of seven shopping at Costco every week, sometimes the idea of buying in bulk doesn't seem super necessary.
Buying some items in bulk just makes sense. A single slice of bread? That's dumb.
There's one thing that truly makes sense to me in this world, guys, and that's buying in bulk at supersimplecards.com.
You can save your time and your money by ordering a pack of greeting cards from supersimplecards.com with free shipping and 10% off your entire order when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout. That's GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout.
Because you wouldn't buy a single roll of toilet paper, now would you?
So started back at the gym this week.
Oh, feeling yes. good
about myself.
Moving back into the city, you start doing your drag right? shows.
You're becoming a person again.
Yeah, and like started back on my diet and stuff, and it just got me thinking about how I feel about my body and just like how I felt generally throughout my life and how hard I've been on myself about how I look. And I think that really made me think about the gay community in general and how we aren't very body positive whatsoever. Mm. And it absolutely sucks. Like there's no like body positive movement at all. Like, and it made me really think about how there's this massive wave where women are all stepping forward and being like, no, like enough of this ridiculous idea of how women should be and sort of starting to redefine what their body image should be. There was something that I read today and it was just like straight skinny is gay fat. And like that really resonated with me because I remember thinking that when I was like 17, 18 years old, like I've never really been that in shape in my entire life. It wasn't until sort of in the last couple of years that I was like, no, like I want to feel good within myself. I don't want to do it to make everyone else feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen you nude now, so I can tell you've got a great body and you don't need to worry. I mean, and part of it is also surrounding yourself with positive people and trying to put yourself in a positive environment. Yes, you're right. We should have a movement to support all this sort of stuff. But if you, there are parts of the gay community that are fucking wonderful where you don't feel that.
Yeah.
People have this perception that Mardi Gras is like this muscle Mary glitter on and a jock strap and that's Mardi Gras. No, it's not. Like you go to Mardi Gras, that parade is fucking amazing. And there's so many different. There's bears in jock straps. There's your twinks. There's entire floats, several floats for people with disabilities and that sort of stuff. And I think it's important for us to try and focus on those elements of the gay community that are really embracing. I always talk about DT's, my favorite bar in Melbourne, which I genuinely is just the loveliest place with the warmest vibe and environment. And I never feel like that. But you are right. There are certain places that I go to where I do feel very much like, oh, fuck, like, I'm way too fat to be here.
Yeah. That's like that. I feel similar about Honcho Disco.
Is one
like,
of those wonderful places.
It's one of those wonderful places that I found that I was just like, holy shit, there's everyone from every shape and size, every sexuality, every type of gender. It doesn't matter here whatsoever. But then, yeah, you go to those certain like gay clubs and you just feel awkward as hell. Yeah. And it's just like, ugh.
And no, in those spaces, people are deciding who to talk to based purely on their looks.
Yeah.
But wait a second. I don't like going to those places. I'm not that type of gay that goes out to nights. I spend, as a like introvert, extrovert person, I spend my days at work being big and loud and then I spend my nights on the internet. And I thought there's so many of us out there that don't have the positive reinforcement in real life that makes us know it's okay. But all we have is the online. And it's a real problem.
Online it is fucked,
Think about it like if it was you, Mikey, but take away Honcho. You weren't that type of person that would go to that night. And you, Thomas, take away DTs because you don't go to those kind of nights. What would you be left with?
Yeah, totally.
And that's a big part of our community. We have a huge social hookup app that lets you set your body type. And one of the options is average. Average.
That's what mine set to.
And do you know how many times I have clicked on a profile of a man with a six pack?
And he's called himself
and
average.
He has measured himself as average.
Like,
and then I've thought, what the fuck am I?
Totally. But I think what I'm trying to say, Luke, is like if you were hanging out with a bad bunch of people that were making you feel like shit, I would say to you, hey, you're hanging out with some shit people and that's why you're feeling like shit. And I think if you want to look at the community as a whole, I would say to you, maybe what you do need to do is try and put yourself into some gay community events where you do feel more welcome and less judged, because I don't think spending your whole time online is a very healthy way to sort of judge the community.
In a perfect world, there would be a Thomas, there would be a Mikey, there would be a Kyle, and there would be a Luke. In a perfect world. But I feel like there are a lot of young gay men out there that don't
have that. Yeah, true.
And
yeah.
they don't need to seek it out because they have the online that makes them feel like they are a part of a gay community. Yeah. And so they don't need to seek out these bars and venues and nights that we needed to before the apps existed. Mm. And it is tough. Mm. It is real, real tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I went to Mardi Gras for the first time this year. Mm. I was absolutely petrified to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every fucking Instagram like picture of like Sydney and everything and all the like all these Sydney gays and everything, like they all look flawless. And you get this image that every single person is going to look like that. And I was like, my body doesn't look like that. Mm. I could never be seen at something like this. And it was really nice to go and see just so many different types of people and all different sorts. And like, it was a lot of fun. Like, I had so much fun. I think definitely my side of town, the South Side, there's a lot of emphasis on that.
Mm,
yeah. Like, there's a lot of like muscle queens around, and
which good on them.
Like, yeah, no, yeah. really yeah. good. Like 100%. Like, good for
it's,
you.
It's that's, the people
I want
that,
to be there.
Yeah, the people that think that that's the only thing you
yes,
can
yeah. yeah, there's more. Yeah, I was like a chubby kid growing up, and like, I think that mentality has always kind of stuck with me. Like, I don't think I'm like any. I'm dating someone who's a bit of a rig, and he has a really good body, and I get hung up on like my issues, like, and he's so like beautiful, and he's like, no, like, I love you for you. Like, if you want to go to the gym, like, it has to be for you, don't do it for me. And that is something I've joined a gym up the road from where I've just moved. So yeah, I'm definitely trying to work on that for me.
Mm-hmm. I've had an ex, and it was one of the like worst conversations I've ever had in my life, where I joined a local gym because maybe not even real pressure from the gay community was just like pressing down on me.
Yeah.
I felt I got to do something about this body. Mm-hmm. It's like disgusting. So I joined a gym and started working out like 4 times a week, got a personal trainer, protein shakes, whatever. Yeah, and my boyfriend, the person that I loved and trusted or whatever, said, that's really stupid. That's really vain of you. Aren't you hot enough? Do you really need to get a 6-pack? You know, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
And the reason was, it's so I feel comfortable.
Yeah, it's not for you.
And it's not for anyone else.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think if there's one thing I could say to the young gay community, other than message me on Grindr, you'll find me on the side around Bombery. Is if you are going to put effort into how you look or how you appear, do it for what makes you comfortable.
Absolutely.
And what makes you feel like you are living your best fucking life.
You do you, boo.
I definitely find, like, for myself personally, like, it did start out as, like, I want to change my body and I want to look a certain way. And to surprise myself, I found out that it was more my mental health that it was fixing. Yeah. Rather than changing my body, it was changing the way that I thought about how I looked and just being like, you know what? I don't have to be 100% this fucking amazing image. I can just work through what I'm doing in my brain. This is an hour to 2 hours that I have to myself with no one else bugging me or asking me questions or messaging me, where I can just be like, what's going on in my head?
It's like a form of meditation.
Absolutely.
Like, just get back in touch with yourself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And a bonus, you feel better about your body at the same time.
Yeah. Mm. I feel like a part of it is also being in a same-sex couple. It's different in a way that you can compare yourself directly to your partner. Whereas in a straight couple, it's you have different body types, so you don't have to compete or anything.
No comparison.
Whereas now, like, you're two men, two women, like, people are looking at you side by side. It's like a direct comparison.
Mm.
Yeah, so you feel like there is that kind of like competition, or like you have to better yourself to be on par with someone. Yeah.
It's that whole, do I want to be with that person or do I want to be that person?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. It's an interesting thing. When I transitioned from twink body to the early stages of dad body, I had a boyfriend who bought me a bicycle for my birthday. And I was like, oh my God, thanks so much. Yeah. And he goes, that's okay. It's just you're getting a bit fat. So I thought I'd buy you a bicycle.
Fuck all the way off.
Yeah, that's and horrible. I stayed with him for another year after that.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
But the thing is, you know, look at us, 4 fatties with gorgeous dicks. So it doesn't matter.
It's all good.
Oh. Now, big thing in our lives, which all of a sudden we aren't thinking about anymore, but we were so pressured to think about last year, was the plebiscite for marriage equality here in Australia. And 7 months ago, it passed into law. And since then, there's been 2,500 or thereabout same-sex marriages have happened in Australia.
Amazing.
I'm a little bit pissed off, to be honest with
Why?
You.
Why?
Well, I'm sort of, you know, I've been doing comedy in the gay scene for a while. I have lots of gay friends. There's 2,500 gay weddings have happened, and I haven't been invited to a single fucking one.
Where's my probably invitation?
Probably because they know how much I drink. But that's exciting, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know whether that's a high number or a low number, because I don't know how many straight people get married.
It seemed like they...
I feel like
it seemed like it was low, actually. I thought it was sort of...
Yeah. I mean, you've got to remember that we grew up not thinking that we could get married. Like, there was no question in my mind that I would ever be allowed to get married.
Gay people have to get used to this idea that this is a possible thing.
That we can do
now.
It, yeah.
Like, you have to, like, get around that.
And for me, that was the most important thing about the plebiscite. It wasn't about me getting married. Like, and this sounds dramatic and whatever, but I believe anyone over the age of about 15 who identifies as gay is already fucked in the head, because we've literally grown up being told by our government that we are separate to everybody else. Yeah. Whilst it's nice that couples that have been together for 50 years can go and get married, it's too late to fix that for them. Mm-hmm. But it means that kids growing up now aren't being told by their government, you're different, which means hopefully it will filter down into the schoolyards and they won't sort of treat everyone as other human beings and stuff. And I think the other thing about this number is a lot of gay couples went and got married in New Zealand, or if their partner was British or American or whatever, went and got married in whatever their partner's country was. Or a lot of people just had ceremonies and were happy with that. I didn't know you guys during the plebiscite. How do you feel about
it? It's so weird, isn't it?
It is weird. Yeah. It's such a huge part in our lives. It's just sort of gone to bed.
Totally. Like, it was a very interesting thing to go through, like many horrific things and many beautiful things all at the same time. Yeah. And until it was announced, I was always just like, oh yeah, like it'd be really cool if I could get married, like very nonchalant about the whole thing. But then the moment it was announced, I just broke down in tears, and it hit me that I was just like very emotional.
I was so incredibly engaged with it, the whole process, and in the build up to whether or not we were going to have a plebiscite, I was very against it, because you know, you saw a lot of mental health professionals and stuff saying this is not going to be healthy for people to see their lives being debated. And, you know, all these TV stations think they have to give an even playing field to both sides of the argument. So we saw awful stuff being said about us. So I was against it because I was thinking, well, there are people that aren't as secure in their sexuality as I am that are going to suffer from this. But I was amazed how much it actually affected me.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be fine, but I was up all night reading articles. I wasn't sleeping. It was all I could think about. It was all I could talk about with my colleagues and stuff like that. It was fucking awful.
It's a real mentality of us v them.
Yeah.
And even as a grizzled old gay, you know, I had the same thought.
Bitter old queen.
As Tom, as like, oh yeah, they're putting it up for a vote. This is going to upset the young people.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I realized I hate this. I'm so
it
upset.
It was fucking awful.
I'm upset at my friends.
Yeah.
I'm upset at my colleagues. And yeah, the numbers don't surprise me, because it's actually an Uber driver that asked me about this a few months ago. Because my Uber drivers always seem to know I'm gay.
Best Uber driver stories, I feel.
And he asked me, like, what is with this figure? It's pretty low, don't you think, for something you've been fighting for so long? And I was like, it's not to do the same thing where politicians compare us to dogs, but I was like, we've been grown up, like, when you train a dog and you whack it on the nose with a newspaper every time it does something naughty. That's what growing up gay is like when you think about marriage or having a family. We have to say no.
Yeah.
Don't think about that.
Yeah.
Because you can't
it's
have
not
it.
A reality.
Yeah, we've grown up with this mentality that this is not a thing that is for us that we can't have. So, like, now it's just, oh, you can't have this.
And then suddenly, after years and years of being hit by that newspaper, people turn around and say, you can have it now.
Yeah.
I know I've hit you for it heaps.
Yeah.
I know you've been punished for wanting
been
this.
Conditioned.
For years and years and years. You can have it now.
And
go
and
do
it. Can I, though?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Can I? But also, the point was never that every every single gay lesbian person wants to run out and get married straight away. Yeah. And it's kind of proves our point. It's not changing the world. It's not changing the face of Australia.
That's it.
It wasn't a big deal. We didn't need to spend millions of dollars on a plebiscite to work out whether or not it was a good idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't a huge deal. Yeah. That's why we wanted it, and that's why it should have been approved in law years ago.
The only ones in our community that want to run out and get married straight away, the lesbians.
Yeah.
And they've figured out how to do that anyway. They've already all gone done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say 80% of my lesbian friends are already married and have been for years. Yeah. And this is like water off a duck's back to them.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck.
No, they're committed relationship from day one. Like, they're done. Like,
I mean, lesbians and me, because I am desperate and like getting my claws into somebody. Yeah. And
lock it in.
Holding on for dear life, you know.
Yeah.
I work in a photo editing lab.
That's so, how are we not in this?
Hello. Someone pay attention to me. Yeah. Please. Like, hello.
I didn't think
I stare at weddings, like thousands of weddings, like fucking a week. My job is staring at weddings.
People's wedding photos.
Yeah.
So you feel like you've been to a lot of... You wish you voted no.
Like, before I started there, I'd never even been to a wedding. Like, I didn't know the process or like anything. Ever. Like off the day. Like, I think like when I was like a kid, I went to a wedding.
Oh, okay. But as an adult. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't know what is the what. And now I feel like I just know weddings, like all the Pinterest,
like the back
trends and everything. And but one of my favorite parts of the job is doing like international weddings, just learning all different cultures.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm like, white people have the most boring weddings. I was like, fuck that. I want to go to like a beautiful Indian wedding or something like that.
You need to go to a Bogan country wedding.
I've seen them.
I did hair for one. That was all interesting.
It is. Oh, I've seen everything. I love how everyone at my workplace gets like really excited when there's a gay wedding or a lesbian wedding, and everyone's like crowds around. They all fight over the job. Everyone's really supportive of it, and like it's really cute.
What's the cutest gay or lesbian wedding that you've ever, like, what did
there,
they do?
There was this one in the States that my colleague showed me that they had edited, and it was these two cute little old men in these like lemon yellow suits. And they were so beautiful. And she was showing me the photos, and obviously like these two little men had like been together for so long, and they've been waiting for this thing for so long. But getting married is something I've never seen for myself, like from a young age. Like, I've just never thought I'd be the type, like, why do I need a piece of paper to show how much I love somebody? Maybe just being in my work field, like just staring at weddings, staring at people, like, you can't help but to think, like, just staring at all these things, like, how would I do mine? It is like an emotional kind of experience.
Because gay men often have this conversation. Are you someone that wants to get married, or are you not someone?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Straight people don't have that conversation.
No.
And I think a lot of them end up getting married because that's just what they're supposed to do. And I hope that we don't.
That's the status quo.
Mikey, do you want to?
Like, since the yes vote came through, it made me think, oh yeah, I could get married. But then I've also thought more recently, I don't know, I think I just have a lot of clients coming in with their kids, but I'm just like, actually, maybe I'd want a kid someday. Like, maybe I want the white picket fence thing because it's available to me now. I can sort of shape it how I want it, and there's no real restrictions anymore, I guess. Yeah. The more that time goes on, the more I'm just like, actually, yeah, I think I do want to get married. Like, I think I do want to have that big, beautiful gay wedding with like swans everywhere and like
that baby would.
And we'll be the bridal party. Yeah. And Luke, it's not like you're ever going to get the chance, but if anyone ever did propose to you, would you get married?
It's funny because even when yes passed, I knew it was still a no for me.
Yeah.
And recently at work, we've had a big spate. It's been unfortunate timing, but a lot of people taking maternity leave. And my bosses actually called me into a meeting. And as I walked in, they said, "We have never been more proud and happy of your homosexuality."
Aww.
And I thought I looked real cute that day. I thought it was going to be about my outfit. And then I sat down and they said, "Three people leaving because they're pregnant."
Yeah.
Oh, what?
And I was like, well, I take offense to this because I actually have options now. And I could get married and I could adopt. And they started laughing.
No, they do a psych test.
No one would ever give you a child.
And they went, "I know other gay people can actually get married." But we don't see it for you. And we're happy. Look, it's probably not my thing. I'm too much of an anarchist. I'm not against loving someone for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But that is tied up with a lot of religious connotations that I'm not a big deal about, which we don't have time for, but I think this episode
have a whole podcast about
in particular, I love the idea of committing to a person. for the rest of
I've known since I was 16 years old. I'm getting married on the Cookie rooftop. It's going to be in the middle of summer.
I remember you telling me this. Yeah. Yes.
I'm having like 1920s tuxedos for the boys. I'm having breakfast at Tiffany cocktails for the girls with long gloves and pearl necklaces. We're having a W-class wooden tram instead of a limousine coming us down. And we're walking down the aisle to the bridal version of Dancing Queen from Muriel's Wedding. Oh, and that's happening.
Yes.
But I also always used to think that I would have a family as well. Mm. And my brother has recently had a child who I fucking love, who was born on my birthday, and his middle name is named, he's Archer Thomas.
Stop.
Named after me. Sweet. And it's so beautiful watching my brother and his partner raise this fucking adorable child and be this amazing, like, little unit of a family. But having watched that, I've realized that that's not right for me, that part of it. That I'm lucky that I get to be an uncle to their kids and hopefully my other brother's future kids. But I no longer want to be the parent. I'm too selfish.
I'm too selfish.
But I do want to have a partner that I like sort of make an agreement with at some point. We're going to spend our lives together and we're going to travel and we're going to have fun and we're going to do whatever we want and be together.
I feel like I used to be like that because I grew up in a family. Like, I've got 7 siblings.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Like, I got a lot of family. Your parents didn't have a TV. Yeah, like, that's it. Like, half my siblings have kids. I've got 12 nieces and nephews. And I was just like, you know what? I'm cool to play the cool uncle. That's fine. Yeah. I can come in, have fun with them and then, like, give them back and it's fine.
The fierce uncle.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. Just
I want to be a gunkle, but my only sibling is also a homosexual.
Yeah.
Well, you
got a gay. I mean, it's possible, but like, ugh.
If you are listening, Kyle's brother, I have Insta stalked.
He's very single, everybody.
I have Insta stalked the fuck out of you.
Just, and like, I saved all his photos.
Have asked Kyle to invite you out for drinks many, many times. So please do come along.
Yeah, I cannot wait for that.
You can call me daddy if you like.
Thank you for listening to The Gays Are Revolting, a definitive weekly news source for contemporary gays.
Listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever the hell you get your shows.
And give us attention on Facebook at The Gays Are Revolting, including a brand new group where we'll be dropping links and having a chat with y'all. And Twitter and Instagram at Gays Revolting.
I've already said so much this episode, so I am just going to say bye.
Bye.
Cute guys.
Cute episode, everybody.
Aww. Well done.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.